This is a replay of the Thursday night, May 11th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
James, we've got 3 hours to spend together tonight, and I always say if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. It'd be better off if it's on your mind right now, because I'll tell you, it's been one of those interesting days all the way around, and a few minutes before showtime, John and I were discussing whether there would be one, but there is, and I'm sitting erect and seem to be intact, so hopefully your calls will be forthcoming. A big happy birthday to Eduardo in Midway. Yeah, it's his birthday today, and in 5 days, he's moving to Florida. I don't think there's any relationship to the two, but I'm sure he's busy packing and doing all the kind of things you do when you're about to make the move. So other than that, got a new book from Steve Propes, and we're going to have him on soon, I hope. Those old school records, 1,000 selected R&B, rock and roll, and soul 45 RPM singles. And, you know, I leafed through it, and at first I thought to myself, because it's an interesting book, it really is just 1,000 selected records that he talks about, and I thought, well, this is a little convoluted, you know, that kind of the first reaction to it. And then I thought, is there going to be something I don't know? Well, immediately there was. So that'll be fun to talk with Steve about all of that. And his previous book, What Was the First Rock and Roll Record? One of his previous books, because he's had many. Tomorrow night is a replay of Monday Night Trivia. It was a fun show, and you can check that out. And then next Monday, we will be live with a new trivia show. So that's the deal. I've had a number of nice comments about Del Stecker joining us Tuesday. And yes, the interview with Del is online at RaleighStream.net. If you just go to Raleigh.net and click on Downloads, you can download all the shows, as well as just the interviews if you so want to do it. And my apologies to, there were a number of people in 2000 that I said, I'll get you up individually, and I haven't done it yet. But it's on that infamous list. Eric Burden turns 82 today. Yeah, the animals in war, so we'll certainly do something there. Arnie Silver is 80. Arnie Satin of the Dovells. Yeah, that was, they were falling apart by the 70s. And he gave 2 week notice while they were performing at Hershey's Lodge in Pennsylvania. And later he became a finance manager of an auto dealership in Jersey. I'm not sure where he is now, but I'm pretty sure he's still with us. And that is good news. Not with us. And I'm really sorry to hear this. I don't have any information yet, but Carol sent me an email earlier today because she knew that that Jackie Zeman and I were friends. And yeah, I say it past tense now because Jackie is no longer with us. And I feel really bad because, yes, she was on the infamous callback list, but I mean for years, and I kept meaning to, and every now and then I'd see something, and she's like, oh, she's back at General Hospital. She's doing well and all that. She was the sixth and last Mrs. Murray the K. She was the second Jackie the K. And sadly, yeah, 70 years old. She just turned 70 this year, and I don't have any cause of death on that, and I'm curious. So if you've heard anything, by all means, let me know. And I've had a couple emails from Johnny D, who said, "That's all is finished. The lovely Becky D, is singing." And so, yes, Johnny, I got it, and yes, it will be on, and no, I haven't heard it, so we'll all be hearing it together. Billy Swan turns 81 tomorrow. Oh, man, when he was about, I'd say, 21 years old, he wrote "Lover, Please" for Clyde McFadder. And I think he was a teenager, actually, when he wrote it, but he was 21 when Clyde McFadder hit with it. And, of course, under his own name, I Can Help, and a number of other things as well. So Billy, originally from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and hopefully still doing well. So 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. And as I say, if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. Otherwise, we got the tabloid slime from the checkout line and more coming up on WGN Radio.
This song is called "That's All, Please Call," patterned after Nat King Cole's version, not the version that Raleigh likes, Nat King Cole's. She is only taking calls on next to nothing. Don't talk politics or bad news of the day. And the only song she'll play from way back in her day, that's all, please call. There are those, I am sure, who will call now, like Southside Jimmy, Mikaela, Fran, and Jan. We might hear Marlo, Trucker Rich, or even Scotty, but it seems like those three dudes are on the land. If you're wondering what she's asking in return now, you'll be glad to know that her demands are small. Keep it trivial when you call, like when the power's out and all. But call, please call, that's all. Please call, that's all. But please call. Do, 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 do.
John, will you be quiet? I'm trying to listen to Newsmax.
Newsmax? What happened to the Fox News?
After what they did to Tucker, no way.
Right, I see, and here I thought that Becky D was going to be singing, but all right. Well, so for Becky D, we'll have to go over what the Inquirer says about the Fox News House of Cards about to collapse. All right, and we will. But I appreciate. See, Johnny D does entire songs, and all I'm asking you to do is call 888-876-5593. All right, here we go. This is one of those stories, and yes, there's a death in it. I know, most of them are lately. Sorry about that. But here's a Utah woman. She lives outside of Park City. She lives in Camas, Oregon. Utah. And yes, don't want to move her. She's right in Utah and perfect for it on so many levels. In any event, like I say, she recently published a children's book on losing a parent. Well, I guess she wanted to make sure the information was out before she killed her husband. Yeah, it's sort of like that. She's 33 years old. She's poisoned her husband, allegedly, with a lethal dose of fentanyl slipped in his drink, according to authorities. Now, of course, how she got that, by the way, it wasn't her first attempt. We'll go on with this. Her husband had five times the lethal dosage of fentanyl. You know, there's no legal dosage, so the lethal dosage when he died on March 4th, last year, 2022. She was arrested this week on murder, as well as possession of a controlled substance with the intent to distribute, well, at least to her husband, she faces life imprisonment or possibly the death penalty if she's convicted. So apparently this was not a total surprise to her husband, though of course he's not around to testify, but he had been telling friends and family before his death that he believed his wife was trying to poison him. And 5 weeks before his death in 2022 on Valentine's Day, he became violently ill after having dinner with his wife. He was breaking out in hives and having trouble breathing, and he used his son's EpiPen and took a Benadryl and recovered. Well, apparently, the wife, yes, Corey, had managed to buy $900 worth of fentanyl before the dinner, and later she'd buy $900 more. And so he started warning to friends, if anything happens to me, she's to blame. And so apparently part of it was that the couple was arguing over purchasing a $2 million home that Corey wanted to remodel and Eric thought was far too expensive. So, you know, I mean, partners will always argue, and finance is not an unusual topic, but usually what you do right after that is not change your life insurance policy. Well, it wasn't her. She was trying to change his life insurance, and she wanted to in fact, replace his business partner who helped him run a stonemasonry business. And that's why there was a life insurance policy, because obviously when two partners come together and form a business, it's very often that they'll take out life insurance on each other. So in the event of a death, the business can continue. Well, so she unsuccessfully tried to remove the business partner to make herself the beneficiary before she started on this fentanyl spree. Meanwhile, I guess he found out about it. He removed her from his will. And I'm not sure, they're still married. I'm not sure how legal law that is. But anyway, replaced her with his sister, though he did not tell his wife he was doing this. Well, she went ahead and bought the home, closed on March 2nd, 2022, a day after he died, and threw a large party drinking and celebrating. The night of his death, she told law enforcement, they were celebrating the purchase of the home, you know, the one he didn't want to buy. Though her husband had been telling family members, we are not buying it. Now, I don't know this part, but usually when that happens, she's forged his name because he'd have to be involved for her to get it. But that'll come out in court. Meanwhile, she said that Eric had taken a shot of alcohol and consumed a THC gummy. She told officers her son was experiencing night terrors and she fell asleep in his bedroom. When she returned to the room, she shared with her husband around 3 a.m. he was cold to the touch and not breathing. Well, 1 year later, March 5th, 2023, Corey publishes Are You With Me?, which, according to the book's description, is written to create peace and comfort for children who have lost a loved one. Yeah, she killed their father. And she promoted the book on public radio. Saying, it's been a long and difficult year, and writing this has brought peace to my boys. She's scheduled to appear May 19th at a detention hearing on these state charges. So, yeah, unbelievable. Unfortunately, I guess very believable. But there you have it. Well, while we're on the subject of unbelievable, let's talk Disney. And in this case, I'm trying to find out which one of the resorts we're referring to. But in general, in other words, what precipitated this? In general, we're talking all the Disney theme parks, whether it's Disneyland in California or Disney World in Florida or all the international destinations. Apparently, and I'm trying to find out exactly what happened that led to this. And I'm not 100% sure that that's anywhere to be found online. But apparently, visitors to Disney recently got an interesting warning. Yeah. Basically, it said, and I want to find the actual language here, because it's one of those things where you got to be kidding me. Basically, not to use the bathroom in public in the park. In other words, you find a facility. And they now are telling guests where the bathrooms are located and telling them that they cannot use, and they don't even say facilities, but they cannot use the bathroom in public. Yeah. So, Used to be the hardest part was deciding on what you're going to stand in line for. Well, now apparently there is an issue that has led Disney and Disneyland and Disney World to put a notice, do not use the bathroom in public. Now, in fairness, I expect this was just after International Day. And from what I saw, as far as people pointing to posts, there apparently was a post on Reddit which would say Shanghai, yeah, because there are signs all over Shanghai Disneyland on what not to do, yeah, like not use the running water, not use flower beds, yeah, don't hit the mascot and don't litter. All right, don't hit the mascot. Wouldn't you love to know what happened there? Yeah, so apparently plenty of resorts. Yeah, when you need to go, just hop on over to the nearest toilet. That's a direct quote on one of the signs. And again, they're not fessing that they've had a huge problem, but there's enough signs that something happened. Wouldn't you love to know what it is? Well, I for one would. So apparently I'm not going to find out. But if you've heard anything, let me know. In the meantime, I'm going to look for news online to see if I can find out what happened to Jackie Zeman. Yeah, 70 years old, just way too young. All right, so for Becky D, Fox News, House of Cards collapses after the $787 million payout for election lies. All right, so let's everybody's upset. And according to this, again, is the National Enquirer. That would be the May 8th edition of the National Enquirer, which I haven't really read cover to cover, but it was interesting because the gist of the article was pretty much that these individuals were told what to say, and they said it, and it was a lie. All right, well, fine. And, of course, Tucker Carlson no longer with Disney. God, where did that come from? With Fox. Well, you know, it's all a circus. With Fox. And aren't the rumors spreading about that? So Fox election liars hunted down. And we'll go over that. But you know, people have asked me as if I would have some insight of, well, what happened with Tucker Carlson? I have no idea whatsoever. I can tell you all the rumors that are online, but you can read that as well. My favorite was that it had nothing to do with what he did on the air, but what he said in emails about Rupert Murdoch, who read him and said, he's out of here. I have no idea. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We'll find out what's really going on in the world with WGN Radio News on WGN Radio. James, those are the Dovells, Your Last Chance. That was the flip side of Hully Gully Baby, playing it because I mentioned Arnie Satin, Arnie Silver's given name, turned 80 today. Yeah, and trying to find him. And they were, in many ways, such an unlikely group. They started in the late 50s at Overbrook High Schools. Hence, they were the Brooktones, and that's West Philadelphia. And they were going to do a number of things, including Beyond Chancellor and all that. But ultimately, it was a deal with Cameo Parkway that they took with Bernie Lowe and Cal Mann. And initially, all was not well. They had the songs. Len Berry was writing them, but they had harmony problems. And so they asked a former member to come back. So meanwhile, the Brooktones, Bernie Lowe wasn't 100% sure of that. And he'd been vacationing in Miami Beach at the Deauville Hotel. That's the EAUVILLA. I don't think it's there anymore. I think they finally tore it down. It was across the street from Pumpernick's. But anyway, I digress. But he came back from the Deauville and said, "You need to change your name. You'll be the Deauvilles." And they wanted a single. And so they were, the Deauvilles. And the first song was No, 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 which Len Berry had written. And they got a lot of airplay locally, but I would say, needless to say, not a hit. By the way, they recorded it at Cameo Studios. The record came out on Parkway, but 1405 Locust Street. And I'll tell you, there was something about that studio that was just magic. You certainly wouldn't know it to look at it, but the stuff that came out of it just had a sound that I thought was terrific. And, of course, the Deauvilles, who had redid Fill Up Church's You Can't Sit Down, gave it words, or Bernie did anyway, started to have some real hits. And then it was that both Hylett and Jerry Blavitt, who did record hops, independent of each other, obviously not close friends, to say the least, had noticed that there were kids in Bristol. We're doing the stomp. Yeah, well, you know what happened, the Bristol stomp. And that broke big for them, to say the least. And Arnie Satin was a big part of it, and stayed with them until after that performance in Hershey, where he said, I'm out of here. But 74 was an interesting year as well, because by then, I think Polydor was handling things, and, you know, because obviously, Cameo Parkway was no more, so to speak. So it was Artie gave us 2 weeks' notice, and then what happened was Mark and Jerry continued getting other people to do vocals and stuff like that, and they really started working for lounges in Las Vegas, all things. And Len Berry, who had gone solo, came back in 1991. And Arnie, meanwhile, like I say, he became the finance manager of an auto dealership, and he never came back, as far as I know. So I have no idea what he is doing now. So if you do, yeah, Arnie Satin, Arnie Silver, where is he today? Hopefully alive and happy. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. JJ, a first-time caller from Morris, Illinois. JJ, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes, good evening, Raleigh. It's lovely to be on the airwaves with you. I must first compliment you on the lovely 50s doo-wop music that we've enjoyed coming out of break. And the fact that you mentioned Len Berry was such a lovely delight to hear, because he was one of the first people that ever really brought a really good Motown sound to anybody's ears. So,
well, I wish he were alive to hear that. He'd be flattered.
Well, you know, what's lovely about it is that I've, for many years, collaborated with gospel musicians and some blues people. And, going back to Taj Mahal and and people like that. And so it's just lovely to hear those types of sounds on the radio, and during an evening where we're enjoying a lovely balmy evening. And it's good to hear your voice on the air, because you bring some sensibility to Chicago radio, which is much needed.
Well, that's so kind of you to say. I'm just thrilled you called.
Oh, well, I'm very pleased to be on the air with you, ma'am. And my biggest thing was, you know, you had mentioned briefly about the lady that who had killed her husband yet wrote a children's book.
Yes, about coping with the death of a parent. You know, that's like the height of I'm not sure what.
Well, I mean, when we were all younger, we would watch the movie Dumbo or perhaps Bambi, and, you know, that's how we got through it. And now these, young people could be exposed to something that completely turns that on its head. And so I guess my question to you is, how do we move forward from, this atrocity to where these young people that are so just completely confused anyway to start with have any place to go on that's, a good cornerstone? Because, I really do, I'm just very sorry that, when you go to a library and these kids have their, their tablets and everything else, if they can't trust a book anymore, I mean, where does it all end?
I know exactly how you feel. I obviously don't have an answer, but, I was mentioning some of the stuff at Disney, and I could tell you stories from now till the sun comes up tomorrow, like there were a couple of kids being whipped with dog leashes by parents and things like that. And I don't care where you go. And I mean, if it's affecting Disneyland, it's affecting everything. And it is, but society has, and I know I sound like an old person when I say it, but society really has degraded on so many levels. And we could talk forever on what the cause was, but as for what the cure, I'm not sure. It's interesting in that the discovery of digital technology, which everything from the Industrial Revolution has been leading up to it, is the game changer. I think the only other time in man's civilization, as far as written history or spoken history of which we know, the only other time that we had anything of this magnitude is when cavemen discovered the wheel and life changed as they knew it overnight. Well, that's what's happening now. And we certainly have a lot more technical knowledge than we do wisdom of how to use it. And that's everything from the parent who's texting while driving to the kids who aren't, lifting their heads from the iPhones and on and on and on. And I don't know, but I think we are at that game-changing level. And I would say the shakeout's going to go on for the next 100 years.
Well, it's one of those seminal things. I've watched television during, both Cubs and White Sox games, and I see a lovely commercial that has, all of its, best of intentions, but it's a young lady that takes her hands off the wheel to speak to her son in sign language, and it's like, well, I will do this, but the car will do all the driving. But you see, again, can't these things be done when we're not driving the car? I mean, I fail to understand it, and I guess my biggest concern is, we have to come to a point in our society to where the very, very simple things of just respecting, a person's elders and having a good conversation, with everybody from the generational gap, however it is, to find some point to where we can mutually understand each other and then grow from there. And I chose at a very young age to not get married and have any children. And, I've grown into old age and I don't regret it. And I think that's kind of sad because, I talk to younger people nowadays that, have these young people. I just hope for the best, but I fear for the worst.
Well, and I understand that fully. It was actually 1988. We're going that far back. I was on KOA in Denver, and I was talking to a guy on the air who designed restaurants. And I remember this conversation like it was yesterday because he said, what I'm asked to design now is restaurants where there is a high noise level. People don't want to talk to each other anymore. And at the time, I found that an astounding statement. But now, when you go out, you can see a family of six at dinner, and every one of these people is looking at their own iPhone or, Android device, whatever, not each other. And what's telling to me is all the cell companies offer unlimited calling. Well, sure they do, because nobody's calling. They're using the data. And I'm not 100% sure when that started, but I do think it's not going to be pretty in the long run, but it's not going to be soon that we see a real reversal. Right now, we also have databasing. And of course, the government wants nothing more to keep us all in tremendous databases. Like I say, we don't have the wisdom yet what we're going to do with this. And at some point, there will be a turnaround, but it's not going to be in my lifetime.
You know what? What's most interesting is I am very privileged. I live next door to a young man who's only 30 years of age, and we step outside and we speak to each other when we're trimming our you know, hedges and things like that. And, you know, he says, JJ, I'm very concerned when AI is going to take over. And I say, well, here's what I can say about AI. And it goes back to when I was a very young man. And I actually, you know, despite this big voice, I've never actually spoken on the radio before, but I used to engineer at a radio station in Madison, Wisconsin, with a fellow by the name of Rick Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to say, JJ, I know enough to talk smart, and I know enough to be dangerous, and that's all that it goes to. And I think about that every time anybody mentions AI.
Right.
But I often think that I'm very, very, very blessed that I get to speak to a young man who is every bit as intelligent as some of the fellows I knew when I went to college. And just, I don't want to take up any more of your time, Raleigh, but I just want to thank you for being a voice in the wilderness that is sensible. And I'm so glad I get to listen to you every night. And I'll go ahead and hang up and wish you the best evening. So.
Well, you too, and I hope you're going to call me again.
I would be most happy to. I want it to be on an occasion where we have something happy to talk about, because I can't really say that it's a happy occasion this evening.
Absolutely. You pick it out. We'll talk about it. And thank you. I appreciate the call, JJ.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, these are very damning questions. And, you know, for the most part with young people, what you're seeing is you're seeing that there is a small percentage who are just ahead of everybody and brilliant, and there's a small percentage who are going to be absolutely unteachable, and everybody else lies somewhere in the middle. And what teachers have been saying for a long time is that middle is getting lower and lower. But it was just yesterday, actually, in Globe, the plumber's assistant and I were talking while they were trying to rectify some of the problems. And he had mentioned that his mother had just retired from teaching. He was a young guy. And he said, it's because she can't take it anymore. As recent as, 20, 25 years ago, there were kids who actually wanted to learn. And now, she said, she goes into classrooms and it's not that way. It's 100% on the kids do what they feel like doing, in terms of, because their feeling is more important. And she finally got fed up and quit. And of course, that's just anecdotal in one person's history. But I thought, you know, has that huge middle gotten to the point now that is unteachable? Yeah, frightening stuff. But I do think it will turn around. I just don't expect it to do so soon. And I absolutely think, as I say, that the digital is the game changer. The wheel did it way back in the cave day. Digital's doing it for us. And we've been leading up to it for a couple hundred years. And it's going to be interesting to see it level out. But I don't think anybody listening to me will. I think it's that far off in the distance. But it'll happen. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we'll get to Leah and Marcus Hook. We got Stacy, an update. And, we're going to talk about dance clubs. We were starting to do that last week. And I said, call me next week. And I'm glad she has, because we will do that tonight right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's for me, actually. That's my request. I just had to hear the Dells, Now I Pray. Skylark, yeah, I don't hear that very often, that's for sure. And we'll get to Leah, we'll get to Stacy, yeah, and Jim in New Hampshire. And there'll be room for you, too. We got another 2 hours to talk tonight right here on WGN Radio.
The time that she loves me, she even poured the wine of the saint. She taught me like my first grade teacher to love, and I love the same. And I love to go to school, I like to shoot pool, and I can't be a fool, 'cause I'm her fool. I run like a dog when she calls me, 'cause she pets me when I bury my bones. Stay overnight with her sometimes, but I don't stay over long, 'cause I gotta go to school, and I love to shoot pool, and I can't be a fool, 'cause I'm her fool.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I mentioned Billy Swan turns 81 years old tomorrow. It seems like just yesterday it was 1974. And of course, I Can Help comes out, big hit on Monument, and he's trying to follow it up. And he does Don't Be Cruel. I'll never forget it because Billy Sherrill heard it and said, "That's so slow, I took a shower between the first and second verse." And then something else forgettable, and then I'm Her Fool. And when I heard this, and you just heard enough of it, I remember calling up Tex Davis, who was the promotion man for Monument, saying, "Tex, I think you've got a problem." And he started to laugh. I said, "She pets me when I bury my bone. Exactly how are you going to explain that to program directors?" he just thought this was hilarious. And of course, sadly, he couldn't. So I'm Her Fool was anything but a hit. I should probably look and see how high it got. They had to be high when they thought they'd release that. But nonetheless, they did in 1974 on Monument. And Monument was a custom label of Epic, which is how I managed to be involved with that. But I'm going to look. I never did before check to see how high I'm Her Fool guy. Not very. I can tell you that right now. This was not what you'd call a hit, to say the least. So let's have a check of the Billboard list anyway. Yeah, somewhere. All right. Well, clearly, anybody who thinks that I use props when we're talking is seeing right now that no, I'm not that fast. All right. So it's here somewhere. All right. God. Yeah, Swan. I can spell Swan, and apparently I can't, but here we go. All right, here we go. Yes. I'm Her Fool. 4 weeks on the charts, got to number 53. Yeah, and then a few months, well, actually about 8 months later, they tried Everything's the Same, Nothing's Changed, and that made it all the way to number 91. But I Can Help, number one for 2 weeks in 1974. All right, so I'm Her Fool. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. And that takes us to Kent, a second-time caller in Prospect Heights. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. Good evening. Yeah. You've been a little bit of inspiration in my nephew's band. I've been a musician my entire life. And so one day, about a month ago, they said, "Well, would you come over and listen to us and give us some direction and see what we're doing right or doing wrong?" And I didn't know what to expect. And actually, for being sophomores in high school, they're pretty darn good musicians. I was really floored. Very talented kids.
Good.
But really no direction. And so I told them, I said, "You know what's missing today in today's music is harmonies. There's no harmony anymore. There's no structure to a song. Everything's, mechanical. Everything's digital. Everything is." So, I thought maybe they would look at me like I was an old man talking, but they actually took to some of everything I said. And then I told them about you.
Oh, God.
And I said, "You should stay up one night and listen to Raleigh and listen to the bumps that she plays and the music and the doo-wop that the people are requesting." And I have a bunch of my dad's 78s, but I don't have anything to play it on. My dad loved the Dells, the Cadillacs. He loved the Platters. He had all those records, but I got nothing to play it on. So I was able to get a through Spotify. I played them Only You.
Okay.
And they came up with a pretty good version of a new version of Only You, but with putting harmonies behind it.
Great.
And then last week, Frankie Valli was in town. So I scuttled out the money and I took the four kids to go see Frankie Valli. And they absolutely were floored by the show. They were floored by the harmonies. They were floored that he's performing at 85 years old.
Yeah.
And you've got some new young listeners who are now interested in the type of music and the bumps that you play, and I just wanted to let you know that you had a little bit of inspiration involved in it, because there's no outlet for it for them to really get it. And so I just wanted to share that story with you. I thought it was cute, and I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, that's so nice of you. I really appreciate that. Now, if they're online, tell them to go to kjaa.us.
Hang on a second. Let me write this down.
Yeah.
KJAA.
Dot.
AA.
Yeah, dot US.
Okay. What's that?
It's a radio station I own, but since it's an AM, and it's got an FM translator, but I don't try to monetize it. So I call it None of the Hits All of the Time. And 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. I mean, these are legitimate commercial radio stations, though I don't take commercials on them. And it's mostly obscure R&B, and there's a lot of do-up on it.
Oh, wonderful. That's a great resource for them. So,
yeah.
But you had some inspiration and some young kids, and they really took to it. So
good.
I'm curious to see what they come up with next.
Well, I am too. And when you talk the Platters, go back before the Mercury years. Go to the Federal stuff, like Vuviabi. That's my all-time favorite Platters record.
Vuviabi.
Yeah, Vuviabi.
I'll guarantee you. I bet you my dad has it in his collection.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
I got to get something to play it on.
And you can. You can. There's all sorts of stuff out there. You just have to look for it. But I'll play Vuviabi as my next break, so you'll hear it.
Okay, wonderful. That's great.
Right.
Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it.
Have a good night.
All right, thanks. All right, and my best to the guys, and hopefully they'll call one night. That would be fun. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Leah, we'll get to Donovan in Vancouver, and Jim and JT, but last week, Stacy, at the end on Thursday night, she started talking about some of the teen venues in Chicago, and I said, oh man, we're out of time, call me back. So we're going to talk about that next, and I will play the Platters on Federal, Vuviabi. All that and more coming up tonight here on WGN Radio.
You're a cool, crazy kitten, and I love you, Vuviabi. Trim, neat, and pretty. I don't mean maybe, Vuviabi, Vuviabi. Mad about you all the time.
Vuviabi, Vuviabi, Vuviabi.
You're a real gone cookie, and I love you, Vuviabi. Dancing up the storm. Till your feet get warm. Vuviabi is a hobby with you.
Vuviabi, Vuviabi, Vuviabi.
When I take you by the hand, something wonderful takes command. Booby, I do understand.
Booby, booby, love is great.
So come on, you ding-dong, darling. Booby, booby, doesn't mean a thing. Till you learn that swing. Booby, 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 I love you.
Don't WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, that's my favorite Platters record. After that, probably later in the mid-60s when they were on MusiCorps. But of course, you know the story. Buck Ram managed them and the Penguins, and Mercury desperately wanted the Penguins after Earth Angel. And Buck said, you don't get them if you don't take the Platters. And they said, well, what do I want them for? They took them, and of course, Buck steered them in that pop standard direction, and you know, the Only Yous and Twilight Time and all that became just smoke gets in your eyes. Huge, huge, huge for Mercury. And of course, the Penguins never had another hit. So it just goes to show you. All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Stacy is in Algonquin. How you feeling, Stacy?
Oh, good. Good, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how's the foot?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, good. Good. Keep a watch on it.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
Besides Jude Black Saturday Night, I forgot the name of the second one.
There are so many. Of course, we were talking about the Cellar on the air the other night, but there are just so many places. And, oh, my God, you know, the Cheetah Club, the zoo, what was the Green Gorilla, you know, the Hut in Des Plaines. Oh, man, there were just tons of clubs.
I know. I told you, it was in a hotel, at the top of a hotel. Oh, I made it myself.
Where was it?
It was on South Lakeshore Drive in a hotel.
Okay.
And it was all the way at the top.
All right, so not the Holiday Ballroom.
Oh, God, it was right in my head. Jukebox Saturday Night was a club that played 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
And with the DJ and everything. And that was a great club. I forgot the terrible directions. But it was a wonderful club. You know, jitterbugging and all
that.
Yeah,
you know, there were tons of them.
So much fun.
New Place was big. I mentioned Thirsty Whale. You know, oh man, just so many. I'm trying to think, because Green Gorilla was in Des Plaines, but I'm trying to think of who would have been downtown, especially at the top of a hotel, and it's not coming to me, and it should.
I know the name.
All right.
And you know how sometimes it just goes out of your head?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, it does. And
well, I've been trying to catch up on some of my sleep, but I don't want things to go out of my, you know, pop out of my head and they pop back in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know this is going to come to me because this club was also a DJ saying 40s, 50s, 60s.
Right. Was it one of Dex's cards?
I forgot the name of the hotel, but you had to go all the way at the top.
Yeah, right.
To the top, and it was right there.
Yeah. Well, they had Three Wild Gooses. Dex's card owned those, but that's not it either. So let me... Oh, man. What would have been the top...
Oh, and I know I told you both names.
Yeah. It'll come.
Nine. Why am I thinking 99? No.
Oh, well, if you're talking about that, are you talking about the 6900 Club in Lincolnwood?
No. This was downtown.
Okay.
This club was downtown. Mm-hmm. The hotel, I forgot the name of it. But you had to go, but it was on South Lakeshore Drive,
right.
The hotel.
Right.
And you would just have to go up and go to the top floor.
Right. Yeah, that
the
wasn't
top
that
floor
wasn't unusual.
Was the club.
All right. So someone will tell us.
I'm mad at myself, Raleigh. I should remember this.
Someone will tell us. So, because it's not coming to me either. Yeah.
Nine. Oh, I've got to remember this. But they also, they played 40s, 50s,
right.
All of that type of music and everything. And, it was so much fun. The Nine. Oh, okay. God. Oh, Stacy, remember this?
Yeah, right, exactly. No, I know just how it is. And they're illiterate.
I feel bad because I wanted to tell you
all about it, right, and you can't think of it. And, of course, it's not coming to me either, but it should.
But it, 99.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez. When you get older, oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know.
That jukebox Saturday night.
Right.
So 99. What am I? Nines.
Yeah, and see, I keep, when you said that, I keep coming to the, you know, the Lincolnwood place. I don't.
No, this was in downtown.
Yeah. No.
And it's, no, and this was, yeah, we drove south Lakeshore Drive. And I can't remember the hotel, but it was in a big hotel. And you just had to go up to the top floor, get up, and there was a DJ, you know, on the dance floor and everything. We took my brother-in-law and sister-in-law there. 99.
So, I'm lost, and this is terrible.
You know what I can do? I can even look on my phone.
Okay. Because most of the ones I know were suburban more than anything. But I'm sure.
Oh, sure. We went out to the suburbs, too, to a lot of different places.
Right.
But these are, I know we went to a club at the Hyatt Regency. And there was a club in there, too. But these two particularly had DJs. And they played all the 40s, 50s, 60s, all of that type of music.
Yeah, could be anything. So hopefully, you know, I'll tell you the worst part about this, Stacy, is that every line is lit. So there are people who are listening right now, and they are dialing, and all they are getting is a busy signal, and they are saying, I know. And so, absolutely. Someone will, see, I thought we were going to talk about things like the new place in Algonquin, something like that. You know, as far as something basically downtown South Chicago, someone will know, and that will be, and probably at that point we'll say, oh, yeah, that. All right. But nothing is coming to mind. So,
well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to listen to the callers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And well, I hope I get through again.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to wish everybody early to have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed weekend. And for whoever is a mother, happy Mother's Day, too. And Scotty, will you please turn up?
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Well, you know, we're sending Dennis to the area to find out in person what's going on.
Oh, and I'm seeing Laura. We're having lunch together tomorrow.
Excellent. Good. Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. And we'll definitely talk to you for Monday Night Trivia. But in the meantime, hopefully somebody will come up with this on top of a hotel, which is what makes it interesting. And I should be able to know it from that. But we'll find out what. All right.
Okay, everybody, be blessed.
Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, and we just said goodbye to Stacy, so there's one line available for you. So what is it? And everything that's coming to mind for me is, like I say, mostly suburban and stuff like that. And there were just so many. I think we talked at length about the cellar, but, you know, Blue Village and Westmont. What else? And nothing. But, oh, man. Someone will know. All right, so 888-876-5593. Right now we'll find out what's going on in the world at large in WGN Radio News on WGN Radio.
You've heard me say I love you so. and I will never, never, never let you go. No, 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 no. I tell you, darling, while you're standing here, you are the one I want. You come for me, my dear.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, she put him down, then he killed her. All right, well, that's a soothing, tasteful dinner hour lyric, if I've ever heard one. Those are the charts. Probably most known for Desiree and Zoop on Everlast, their first record in 1957, and All Because of Love was about their last record in 1958 because the lead singer Joe Greer got drafted. But for a year there, they were sort of big on 115th Street in Harlem anyway, and it was Slim at Times Square Record. Well, it was probably Jerry Green at Times Square Record who found All Because of Love and later put it out on collectibles, and just, I thought it was terrific. Of course, Blavatt favored Desiree, even named his younger daughter after it, but yeah, no accounting for taste. All right, so 888-876-5593. All right, so before we get to Leah, and we will in a moment, Johnny D, I hope he heard a song. So Johnny D, did you hear it?
Yes, I did, Wally. I did hear it, you know, because I was afraid that it wasn't, because I was trying to download it at home, you know, the one that I sent you in the email, you know, the file, and it wasn't downloading, you know? It was downloading, but it took a long time.
Blame your broadband provider.
What the heck's going on? So I was thinking maybe you weren't able to download it.
Well, obviously, you were able to upload it, whether you realize it or not, and I was able to download it, and all was well, and thanks to Becky for her part.
The lovely Becky? The
lovely and talented Becky, yes.
Oh, come on. Anyhow, she's asleep, but I'm going to have to tell her, you know, what was going on. I'll play the show.
Yeah, that'll be good. All right.
Anyhow, let me say this. If I ever say in the title, like I did in this one, featuring the lovely Becky or the lovely and talented Becky, like you say, don't ever assume that she's going to sing. That girl can't carry a tune in a bucket.
All right, right. Can't carry a tune if it had handles. Got it.
Right. And what else am I going to say about that? Oh, yeah. So then when she did her part, you know, at the end there when she goes, whatever she said there, I said, can't, you know, and you were talking about couples arguing and stuff, you know, when you open your show. So then when I hit the button, you know, stop it, I said to her, I said, couldn't you do that with a little more gumption?
Yeah.
You know, and she goes, I'm tired. You know, because she was babysitting Benjamin, you know, my little grandson. And he's a wild man, that kid, you know. But, you know, so then she goes, I'm tired. Benjamin wears me out. I said, you're tired. I said, I've been up all night. Because I couldn't sleep last night, Rowan. Yeah. Could not sleep.
It
so
happens.
I thought to myself, I says, you know, it was about 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. And I said, well, I might as well just try to get this song done, you know.
Yeah.
And I did. You know, it took me a couple of takes because, I don't know, I got to get a new phone or something. This thing's seen to stay, I think. I don't know.
All right. Well, you did fine. It was absolutely fine. And thanks for the effort.
What do you mean effort? I mentioned a lot of callers in there because you say you like when I mention callers.
Yes. Well, and they all heard it.
Good. I hope they did because I mentioned Southside Jimmy. That's what I call James on the Southside. And I mentioned Fran and Mikaelita.
Yeah.
You know? And then I even mentioned Scotty. And the reason I did that, Raleigh,
hoping he'd show up.
Is because, the reason I did that is because I'm thinking that, you know,
mm-hmm.
Scotty is still with us, but he might not be able to call or talk. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what his condition is, but this is what I'm thinking, you know.
All right.
Follow me?
Yes, yes. Well, thank you for the explanation. Thank you for the song, and thank you for the call.
Okay. Wait a minute. John, when I answered, he said, well, we played your song. I said, yeah. I said, what you think of it? He goes, it's funny.
Well, it was meant to be.
All right. Okay, I'll let you go to the... Oh, wait, one more thing.
Uh-huh.
What's her name? Stacy.
Yeah.
And I even mentioned her about...
Yes.
About the
electricity.
Power.
Yes,
now.
The electricity, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. And then, but I think she's trying to think of about... Question mark in this Mysterians Club, 99 Tears.
No, actually, it was Sherry who called and said, maybe it's Club 99. It may be, but I don't know anything about Club 99, so someone's going to have to call and tell us.
Well, I hope so, because I don't go around that town too much.
Yes.
All right.
I'll talk
to you later, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, I've just discovered that Jackie Zeman's cause of death was a short battle with cancer. I don't know what kind. She died at Los Robles in Ventura County yesterday, actually. And so, I'll try to find out more, but that's really sad. Just 70. Just turned it a couple months ago. All right, so 888-876-5593. We will get to Leah. We've got Donovan. We've got Eduardo, Jim, JT, and there's one line available for you. Maybe you know about the club that Stacy's trying to find. Maybe it is Club 99. I don't know. Does not ring a bell for me, and most of them do. So hopefully you know all about it. Tell me. Before I do anything else, he's going to tell you, all right. Boy, is he going to tell you. That's right. It is time for Walter's Perspective, sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Raleigh, yes, I am. And James and Bobby Purify, yes. And James Purify would have been 79 tomorrow. Yeah, Jay and the Techniques did that as well. Maybe I'll play that next week and have a little battle of the bands. One of my favorite records, not sure if I like it better, by James and Bobby Purify or by Jay and the Techniques. Yeah, did I say Jay and the American Skull? I hope not. Jay and the Techniques, yeah, oh God. James would have been 79, as I say, tomorrow, born in Pensacola in 1944, and he and his cousin, Robert Lee Dickey, who became Bobby Purify, started the group, but Robert Lee retired in 1971, had some health issues, worked for the city of Tallahassee for a while, and sang in church, died in 2011, just 72 years old, and that's when Ben Moore took his place. He became the latest Bobby, and he died last year, 80 years old, and sadly, James died the year before, January of 2021, complications of COVID, just 76 years old. Yeah, All right, so rest in peace. Of course, they had I'm Your Puppet, which is one of the biggest, forever biggest Hispanic request records, whether it's the Low Riders in East L.A. or whether it's the Cubans in Miami. Everybody loved I'm Your Puppet, and rightfully so, actually. But I thought Help Yourself to All My Lovin' was a fine record. So Leah in Marcus Hook, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How's it going?
How you doing? You hanging in there?
Well, barely. I'll tell you what. Whatever I ate, I didn't buy it. I leased it. And
oh, yeah. I know that feeling.
Exactly. And it was a short-term deal. So yeah. What's up?
I wanted to tell you about the trial, the Lori Vallow trial. They gave their closing arguments today.
Now, you've been watching this all along, so apart from how you...
Well,
let me
you
ask
you... can't really watch it. They have someone in the courtroom.
Right, yeah, tell you about
allowing
it.
Video cameras.
Right, exactly. But you get the updates and all that. So now, put aside...
They allow the audio to come out.
Right. Put aside your feelings about this, because we know that you want to put her under the jail. So put that aside
hard.
For a moment, and you got to, because here's the question. Based only on the testimony you heard and the closing arguments, nothing else, what is the jury going to decide?
Guilty.
Okay. How long are they going to take?
Oh, I would say a day.
Okay. All right.
And that's probably just to fill out all the paperwork.
So they
there's several charges on her, you know.
Yeah. Closing arguments happen. Now, has it been sent to them? Are they deliberate?
The defense put up no defense. The prosecution rested the other day, and the defense put up no witnesses. No, they didn't put her up. They didn't put up defense.
Now, with that, so I assume...
And I'm scared. I'm scared that she's going to come back. If she gets found guilty, she's going to say ineffective counsel.
Well,
appeal on ineffective counsel.
It may not mean anything. Firstly, most counsel wouldn't put her on. It's rare, actually, that they'd want to put her on the stand. That's usually too much of a gamble. But no defense at all. That's interesting. But
because of what happened when her sister was on the stand and she was talking back to her, you know, and
well, bottom line,
can't do that.
Bottom line is that they can appeal all they want, but that doesn't mean the appeal will be in fact granted. In fact, less likely to than not. All right, so the jury got it today. All right, they're now deliberating.
Yeah.
Okay. When did they start deliberating?
Oh, I'm not sure what time it was. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because of the time change and all, I get confused.
Well, they've been dismissed
the time difference.
Right.
Yeah.
They've been dismissed for the day. I just looked it up. They got the case at 2 p.m., and this would be Mountain Time. And so, they've been dismissed for the day. They'll be back in the morning to go at it again. So I guess they are not sequestered.
No, they're not.
All right, well. So
no, and that worries me a little, but I don't see how. They're going to err on the side of guilty rather than the side of
So I guess tomorrow morning they'll be back at it about 8:30 in the morning, and
I think sometime tomorrow we'll have a verdict.
All right, so there you go,
and.
Right before the closing arguments, her defense made a motion for an acquittal. The judge said, no game, there's enough evidence. So
that was the other
I'm out of time. Wait a minute. Hang on. I've blown it again. And it's always in the wee bitchin' hour, too. So Adam did the right thing. And hang on. Don't go away. It'll be after the news.
Bye.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Of course, that's a Belle Ouellette. And, of course, Norman Whitfield wrote it. He would have been 83 tomorrow, born in Harlem in 1940. And, of course, also wrote Pride and Joy for Marvin Gaye and so much more. Died in 2008 in Los Angeles, just 68 years old, diabetes. All right. So, yeah, he did a number of things for Motown that I actually didn't like. But I'll tell you what, I thought the Belle Ouellettes were just wonderful. So, 888-876-5593. We're talking to Leah in Marcus Hook. And I know she was calling originally about the Dovells, but I so rudely interrupted her in time for the news. So, you're back.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say about the attorney, the defense attorney asking for an acquittal. That's, like, basic. They all do that.
Well, but sure. You know, but it was kind of funny in this one. It's like, don't even waste your words. So,
I know.
All right.
I know. The judge must have been, like, laughing to himself. Like, so, you're kidding, right?
Right. So, tomorrow you think the verdict will be in, morning or afternoon?
I think afternoon.
Okay, well, here's the deal. They're going to give everybody an hour notice, and they're going to broadcast it.
Okay.
So you can you can see the look on her face when they do.
I mean, the look on her face, she's got this pinched look on her face all the time. I don't know.
Well, you will see it all tomorrow, and then of course, you'll have to find another trial.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, the other one where the Letitia one where she killed her stepson, that's the other one I was watching. She got found guilty.
Right, so you have to find
Colorado.
Right, you have to find an active one now because you'll run out of trials.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I will, and I hate how we don't get court TV on TV anymore. I have to watch it on my phone.
Why is that? Is that your cable company or some other provider?
Dish,
or what?
I guess.
Oh, Dish.
Dish doesn't carry it anymore.
Oh. Didn't they change their name from to True TV or something? Something from court TV to something else?
No, it still says court TV on the app.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they changed names. Mm-hmm. I thought it's True TV, TRU TV. So
they didn't change it. It still says Court TV.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, on your Dish listings, look for True TV and see if
True
you got
TV?
Yeah, TRU. Now maybe they changed it back. I don't know, but I remembered it's been a while now that they big hoopla about 2008 or whatever that they were renaming it to True TV, TRU.
Really? Maybe
yes.
That is what it's listed under. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't either. I don't have this. So there you go. Let's see. I'm going to look it up and see if they tell me. I doubt they will. Okay. Let's see.
Ew,
yes, True TV is Dish Channel 242, and on Direct, it's Channel 246.
Okay, let me see.
And
242.
But now let's see. Wait a minute.
True TV, but it's not there.
Not they're saying 40. Dish remove CNN, HLN, Cartoon Network, Boomerang, True TV, Turner Classic Movies, and CNN in Spanish. And when was that?
No, I have True TV, but it's not Court TV. Practical Jokers all day long tomorrow.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It says True TV. So maybe Court TV is back in another incarnation. What I know about television could fill a thimble.
Yeah. Yeah, Court TV is on an app now, and you can watch it online on your phone.
All right. All right.
But the Dovells, my dad was really good friends with one of the Dovells, and he gave me, you know, those little baby bracelets that you get when you're born with your name on it?
Right.
With the little beads. He gave me my first baby bracelet.
All right. Which Dovell?
Mark somebody.
Okay. Mark somebody. Okay. You remember him well. All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was a baby.
Well, obviously. But, I mean, certainly you heard about it after a while. Mark Gordetsky, maybe.
Mark, no, it was maybe that was his real name, but he used his showbiz name.
That's the only Dovell I know who was a Mark. So there could be many others, but that's the only one that comes to mind for me.
Yeah, it might have been Mark Stevens.
Oh, all right. Well, see, I don't know that.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know him, but I don't know.
Do you still have the bracelet?
When he was at Dovell.
Yeah, but do you
still... Well, it was the early 60s, so...
Yeah. Do you still have it?
No. I wish I did.
Yeah. All right. Wonder what happened to it.
Well, I lost a lot of my stuff in San Francisco.
Oh, well. Mm. Well, yeah. You didn't lose yourself. You're here, and tomorrow you will hear the verdict, no doubt, and we will talk about that next week.
Yeah, I will be so thrilled when she is, like you said, under the jail.
Yeah, well, don't be too excited. And I just looked it up, by the way. There was a Mark Stevens, and so that must be our Mark that we're talking about. All right.
That's Mark
Stevens. Well, there you go. Gave you a bracelet.
Yeah.
Wonder where he is.
Yeah, and he had an antique store in New Jersey, like right near the Cowtown Rodeo.
Okay.
Right near there for a while, and now he's gone from there, so I don't know where he is now.
Yeah.
I lost touch with him.
All right, so yes, Mark Gordetsky, I see it here, that's the only way I knew it, from Overbrook High, became Mark Stevens, so you're absolutely right. There you are.
There you go.
That's his middle name, by the way, Stevens, so as you'd expect.
Oh, okay.
Mark Steven Gordetsky, Overbrook High.
Mark Stevens. See, I never knew his real name.
Now you do. All right. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, he sang at my dad's memorial.
Well, you know, it's like Len Barry was Len Borisov.
Yeah.
You know, typical Overbrook Overbrook High. So, yeah.
Yeah, but, Overbrook. But that's like in Philly.
Of course it's right? In Philly. It's in West Philadelphia.
West Philadelphia.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, good deal.
That's all I have for you tonight, Raleigh.
Thank Always you. Good to hear from you. Thank you so much. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
All right, so there you have it. So, yeah, but that didn't answer where Arnie Silver is today, and we don't know, but we say happy birthday nonetheless. All right, so 888-876-5593. Donovan is in Vancouver. All right, Donovan, you still with us?
I am still here, Raleigh.
Thank you. What's up?
Well, a couple things tonight. First off, I thank you for sharing the story about the woman who wrote the grief book after killing her husband.
Can you believe it?
This is something that would show up on Forensic Files or
right.
TV, you know.
Right.
Anybody who does that, like, you know, I think some instances you can claim mental illness
right.
or some of these things. Anybody who does that just is completely cold, psycho, narcissistic. Like, it's almost funny.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Unfortunately, there's a life loss, but it is. I thought, man, if this isn't tabloid fodder, nothing is.
So first off, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, sure.
Secondly, I'm a little sad because, as we've talked before, one of my favorite go-to stations while working from home is out of Tucson, the Drive,
oh, the
KBRI.
Drive. Yeah, they were just sold.
Bobby Rich will be retiring tomorrow.
Yes, they were sold. They were sold to Bustos. But Bustos might well keep the format. It's hard to say. Of course, you know, in the city itself, it's that FM translator that makes all the noise, but they have to keep that 8:30 a.m. And that's been a really expensive proposition because they were 50,000 watts in the day. I know that they filed to cut it down. I don't know if they got to, but that's a lot of power to pay for when you're really just trying to power a translator. So I think they paid about $650 for it originally and probably, you know, have another $50 in it to get the translator on the air and all that. And they sold it for $800. So it's a little profit. Bobby is not listed as an owner on the FCC documentation, but it's my understanding that he is at least a partial owner.
Yeah, so. No, that's anything that I've read, that he's one of the three
right.
Owners of that Tucson right. radio.
Right.
So I'm guessing this was, you know, obviously you want to turn a profit. They've done some great things with that station, but clearly, just guessing by the history, Bobby's gonna be in his mid to late 70s. So I can imagine. I'm guessing that he had some say in this. He had an idea that he needed to go out, and perhaps this was just the time.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a good time. All things around. So yeah. What's interesting is that AM is Arizona's only PEP primary entry point with the EAS system.
Well, that's fascinating because I'll be listening at home on my smart speaker, whose name I won't say right now because she'll speak to me.
Right.
And all of a sudden, in the middle of the song, you'll get the emergency alert.
Right.
And, oh, I guess there's a monsoon or a flash flood. And I didn't realize until the other day that I guess they're legally mandated to do that because of the frequency.
Well, it's, you know, they are the PEP for the state. So, yeah, they're mandated. All right. So I don't know. I don't know if they finally got to cut that power because, you know, unlike an FM where you can have an ERP of 50,000 watts, but if you're high enough, you're only putting 3,000 or 4,000 watts into your transmitter, you know, and it's coming out 50. So the power bill isn't terrible. But with an AM, you're 50,000 watts, you're putting out 50,000 watts. And can you imagine the cost of that?
Oh, my gosh, that would be astronomical.
Well, it is astronomical. And worse yet, Arizona is real hinky because they passed a regulation where power for 6 months of the year is doubled in cost. And so, man, I watch this on my bills. It's just, for my radio stations, it's unbelievable. You know, what might be 800 in winter is suddenly 2,000 in summer. And it's supposedly to get you to use less power. And there's no way to explain to these people, wait a minute, it's a licensed radio station. It can't use less power. But so it becomes a very, very expensive proposition. So I don't know. I got to look to see if KDRI managed to downgrade that power. I know they were trying to. But I think if I was going to buy it, I would want to make sure they had before I bought that. Otherwise, it's tremendously expensive.
Oh, I can imagine. The one interesting thing that I've seen references that they're actually the number two radio station. I'm not sure if this is PPM or what ratings are you in the whole market.
Really, I can look that up, and I haven't been. Actually, Tucson has some interesting radio all the way around. But let me pull their numbers right now because I can do that because I am.
Well, one thing I got to say I love about this station is that there's a lot of local stations that have you know local ownership and playing older music, but they do it in maybe kind of a not as polished and professional a way as these guys have, and I'm really impressed by. You know, just the overall format and the flow of the station, and hopefully they'll be able to maintain some of that.
I'm looking at shares right now, and they're not. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're eighth in shares right now.
Oh, I'm not sure where I'm seeing that number two reference. Maybe they're talking about it in the 20.
Okay,
45 plus.
That's all possible, but you can't print those numbers. Your Nielsen subscription allows you to print certain things and not print certain things like demos and stuff. So they could share that with advertising, but you're not going to see it officially printed as far as the actual share. But this is Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to midnight, 12 plus. And I would assume, yeah, if you're number eight, that's not bad because number one is a top 40 station and KRQQ, and then an AC station, the Lotus station, KMXZ mix, and then public radio because you know they show that now on the ratings. They didn't used to. And University of Arizona comes in three. Then country, Kim, and classic hits, K-Hit. KHYT, and then a Mexican station that Lotus owns, and classic rock Lotus owns, and then the Drive.
Okay, that's not too bad.
And it's not bad at all. And right now they're at a 3.8. Well, this is through March anyway. I don't have anything more recent, but they were a 4.0 in February. They were a 5.0 in January, which is nice. They were a 5.5 in December, and also in November. So that 5.5 would have put them in third place. And, so that's pretty nice and tied for second in December. So, that would have put them up there.
Maybe that's where they're referencing is those ratings. Not,
yeah,
not
right, exactly. And that's all really good for them. So, you know, hopefully Bobby will be doing some traveling.
Hopefully. It sounds like he's, I've been listening to bits and pieces of the last few shows, and I'll be tuning in tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, I know, switching gears, I know you probably got to go to break, but, of course, Red Robinson passed away last month.
Yeah, I talked at length about that. You can't overstate how important he was, especially when it came to playing R&B.
Absolutely. No, he I was at his kind of celebration of public celebration.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how he helped to break a song. It was called Three Wild Women, and the guy's name was Stan. I can't remember the last name, but the guy came into the station and pretended he was the man, this guy, Stan guy's manager. And in fact, it was Stan himself, and said, "I got this record for you."
That was Stan Kaher.
Yes.
That's not that old. That's not that long ago.
It's 60s, isn't it?
Yeah, 63, I think, is what it was. Why Did I Cry and Three Wild Women was the flip. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And by then, of course, Red Robinson was, you know, a big deal, very established. That's why I say it's not that old. It wasn't early in his career, that's for sure.
No,
so
Red had a song of himself that I can send you a copy. You probably don't have.
Oh, good. Well, I would absolutely love that. So Stan comes in.
Rock.
Oh, good. Stan comes in, and so he's trying to promote himself, but not admitting he's him.
That's right.
How did Red figure that out?
I think he read liked the song, and then I think Stan finally owned up to it and said, "By the way, I'm Stan Kaher."
Oh, okay, all right.
And I think Stan later went on to have some great success in the record industry, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was an engineer, I think, wasn't he? And also did some producing and management and all that. And he had SGM Records, which I think was the label that he was on when he went in to promote the record, because he owned the label.
and I think he was the guy. He decided to take himself to Nashville, emptied his savings, or was able to get some help from his family, whatever, and brought the record into somebody. And they said, "Okay, we'll give you some Nashville studio musicians." And he went down and laid down the two songs.
That's great. I'm going to find that. I think it's on this computer, and I'm going to play it next.
Love to hear that. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Raleigh. Bye.
All right. So when all else fails, yes, just represent yourself as the promoter. All right. So we'll get to Eduardo, Jim, JT, and Stephanie. Hopefully you too on WGN Radio.
When you said you loved me, oh, why did I cry? When you kiss me softly, oh, why did I cry? Each time we were together, I asked myself why I cried. I cried. When you said you want me, when you held me tightly, oh, why did I cry? Each time we were together, I asked myself why I cried. I cried.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and well, there he is, Stan Kaher. Why Did I Cry? SGM Records, which was his label. And there you have it. And Red Robinson made it a hit in Canada anyway. Never really hit stateside. But Why Did I Cry made me think of Why Should I Cry? The Manhattans, who aren't the Manhattans, the other Manhattans, ENS. And I'll play that next because I like it. Yeah, but it's not our Manhattans on Carnival. It's the other Manhattans on Big Mac. Yeah, it's a medley of their hit. All right, so there you have that. Now, I got a text. Now, let me explain about texts here. You need to know this. When you dial either the toll-free number or the number it belongs to, or any of the numbers that go to it, you can send me a text. Now, it's not a cell phone. I cannot reply to the text. It is absolutely impossible. So it's not set up to do that. But it will send me an email. It also, you can't put an attachment or anything like that. This is very crude. All right, trust me. But I got it to work. In any event, we have Barb in Tinley Park. Thank you, Barb. She said, it was Club 99.9, Club WFYR 99.9. Yeah, the old Fire, and that's RKO used to own that station that Dick Bartley was on. Of course, you know, Jukebox Saturday Night and all that. So, and Club WFYR 99.9 was across from the Erie Crown Theater. And Barb said she rode the elevator up once with Gary U.S. Bonds. All right, get down with your bad self, Barb. How neat. So, yeah, and you know the Erie Crown Theater, and that's named after, of course, Erie Crown, the father of Henry Crown, the industrialist and philanthropist on Lakeshore Drive. So that's the deal. And it's been around since like 1960, and I think it's still there. I don't guarantee it, but what do I know? But I think, yeah, it's right on South Lakeshore Drive. So that makes sense. So WFYR Club 99.9. Don't know anything other than that. So, good deal, Barb. Thanks for that. So let's see, what do we got here? We've got Eduardo in Midway. What's happening tonight, Eduardo?
Well, I thought I'd call it back on my birthday.
Yes, yes.
May 11th.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and happy. Hope it was wonderful.
Yeah. It was a nice outing. And while we're closing in on here, they did the realtor sent me a photo of the property where they were doing the termite fumigation.
Uh-huh.
They're like a tent around the house. So they were taking care of that. And then,
okay.
Taking care of home insurance.
Okay.
And, and then here in the house here, more packing. So.
Well, good.
It's moving along, so.
Yeah, it's.
I'm going to sell some things on Saturday.
Okay.
There's a market nearby here. They're going to have Saturday, so I thought we'd throw ourselves in there and sell some things we don't want to take with us. So okay. We'll be there Saturday morning right. Selling. And then Monday they're coming, the truck's coming early in the morning and taking everything. And then Tuesday we're flying in.
Yeah, man, it's like a world tour. You're doing this very very quickly. So good for you.
Yeah, it's a lot of talking with the realtor, talking to people here, and paperwork. I actually was printing copies. I don't have a printer, so I would just go to a nearby library, and I'd like to do some pretty good file keeping on everything. As far as paperwork regarding what's going on here, so
yeah,
I'm filing all that. So
good.
In case I have to reference something in the future.
Good. Well, it's all you're all on track. I can't wait to hear from you at the other end. It's just days away.
Yeah. Let me ask you. I don't know if we got into this on this particular route regarding when I get to my driving back.
Mm-hmm.
57 goes into 24.
You could do that 24 into Nashville, take 24 through Nashville down to 75 if you want.
Yeah. But do you think that's okay doing 57 too?
I don't think it matters. Unfortunately now, they're all trees, darn it. I hate looking at trees. So it's not like uh-huh. You're going to get some glorious ride. You're going to look at trees. It's up to you what you want to do, what interstates you like. Obviously, I tend to be more I-65 oriented, and that's the way I would do it, but there are other ways to do it. You know, I'd go right over to 65 to 24 to 75, but that's because that's what I was on all the time. So, you know, somebody else is going to say, no, you know, they'll take you everywhere, including through Birmingham. So, you can go online and see an interstate map, and you can see what you want to do. You're not planning to stop at any of these places. So to me, just habit alone, 65 to 24.
Won't they say some of them are tolls, so that's why you would do the other one, so you're going to avoid the tolls?
I don't know what's...
Maybe?
65 isn't tolled, and... You know, God love Kentucky, the only state I know that after they paid for their roads, they took away all their tolls. So there just aren't any in Kentucky. You know, like the Penny Rile and the Blue Ridge. Okay. You know, those all used to be toll roads. And I remember on I-65, even in E-Town, you'd have to stop at the toll. And then one day it was gone. I said, what the hell? And they said, we paid for the road. I said, good for you.
Yeah,
exactly. So nothing in Kentucky. And there's no tolls in Tennessee. And I don't know of any in Georgia. So I think that, you know, and you're not taking the Sunshine State Parkway, or what they call now Florida's Turnpike. You're not taking that in Florida. So I don't know where you'd hit tolls. Now, I can't tell you from where you are in Chicago, you know, midway there, to 65, what you hit.
Right.
You know, whatever it is. But it's easy to pick up 65, and that would be my choice.
Okay.
But you can look at it all and see if, you know, do you want to get there quickly?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, there's no rush to get there, yeah.
Okay.
The plan is to stop in Tennessee.
Well, you're not going to be doing that on 57 very comfortably. You know, that'd be out of your way. Mm-hmm. If you want to stop in Tennessee, go 65.
Okay.
You know, so I don't see any other choice on that.
Yeah, just to do the split. I mean, 8-9 hours, and then rest. And
I mean,
then
you could
pick it up the next day.
You could, and what you're talking about is 57 and hit 24 outside of St. Louis and go that way. I mean, it's possible. Okay. But now let me see. I-57. We're just going to go to Nashville. So I-57, Nashville to Chicago mileage. Let's see what we get. Oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting. It rerouted me immediately to I-65 and said, do it on 65. It'll be 471 miles by I-65. And so, you know, if there's some reason you want to do it that way, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's very easy to get an interstate, take a look at this on Google and see, but a interstate highway map, and you can see them all and see if there's some reason that you want to take something over something else. Okay, so we have many of these now as I look. And let's see. Of course, I need to see better to actually see them, but they're all here. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, I just like 65, but that's me. 65 to Nashville, 24 to Chattanooga, 75 home. Because 75 mm-hmm. will take you home. So, there you go. But you can look at them all. They're all online.
Okay.
See the one that interests you. If you say, hey, I've never seen the Arches, I'm going to go over there. You know, you can do that.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Check it out. Let me know what you decide.
Yeah, Raleigh. Thank you very much. Yeah, I value your opinion. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, good deal. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, and we'll see what happens.
Yes, I can't wait to hear the next report. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun stuff. Yeah. So Eduardo's on the move. Yeah. Did that very quickly and so far seems very seamless. So hopefully it will continuing that way. Now, James in Oregon, he just made a drive. So, okay, what's your advice, James?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I just heard a talk. You know, he was talking about little toll roads in Kentucky and stuff, and they did drop them off those the Penny Rail and stuff like that.
Yes,
that was due because they're going to bring some of the new interstates through there, and they had to take the toll roads off. They said because of the interstates that we're going to go through there.
No, I don't know. I remember when they took them off and there was a big fanfare about we paid for the road. So who knows? But anyway,
yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they paid for them because they're going to put the interstate through there.
On some of them.
I know the one that went through Owensboro was 235, yeah. The Natcher.
Right, right.
Parkway.
On some of them, that's true. Yeah. But like the Bluegrass, yeah. That's not an interstate. Anyway, John.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it will be. But John is saying I better shut up right now. So we'll talk to you later, James.
Okay, I was just going to tell you, though.
No, you can't. You just can't. You can't, because the I'm against the clock, so it's WGN Radio.
Oh, 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 why should I cry?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and apologies to James, but when I say I gotta go, that means now. I don't have a choice. Yeah, because it's a game of beat the clock, and I don't get to say, no, I wanted to say, that's nice, call another time. All right, sorry about that. So, yeah, because you know what happens at the top of the hour if I'm not done talking. They just go into news anyway. All right, so, which I do not blame Adam one bit for that. In fact, that's my request. Just walk over me if I can't tell time again, which looks like I can't do right now because I think I got a minute and a half tonight. All right, JT in Aurora, what's your request?
JT says we're looking for some of the guys from New Orleans down there.
Oh, okay. Well, I will do that next week. I promise to play you lots of New Orleans stuff.
I'll catch you some.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. And, oh, by the way, yes, I know that WFYR is not at 99.9. There was a WFYR club, and I'm going to research a little more about that. And if it's where Sherry said, maybe that's what Stacy is thinking about. So we got to find its name, and we will. All right. So with that in mind, Stephanie in Madison, what's your request? All right, Stephanie and Madison left us. That means, and this is sad, because when Jim and I start to talk, we could talk for a half hour here, and he's got 30 seconds. So, all right, Jim, let's have the synopsis.
Well, hello, Raleigh. I just, I don't know if I have enough time here.
No, you got 20 seconds.
But, well, with 20 seconds, I'll just say good night, Chicago, and all points beyond.
Call me next week. I'll promise to get to you earlier. I promise. Okay, thanks.
I betcha.
So there you have it. That pretty much is a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. Most of all, I thank you for calling. All right. So Stacey's calling back, and I tell John if that's the right place, WFYR, but we'll find it. And tomorrow night's a replay of Monday Night Trivia. And then Monday, we're back at 10 p.m. Central with live Monday Night Trivia. And I'll be ready for you on WGN Radio.